So we're starting the Yehiratzin. Yehiratzin, Milfanecha Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avisai, Shetatzileni Hayoyim V'Chol Yoyim, V'chulei. That we're asking Hashem to save us from a number of things. So where do we get this nusach from, this whole Yehiratzin that we say after the Birchas HaShachar? So the Gemara in Brachas, Tavtez Zayin Amud Beis, brings down that Rebbe composed this nusach, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. This was the tefillah that Rebbe said, not after Birchas HaShachar, but Rebbe said this after Shemoneh Esrei. After he finished the Shemoneh Esrei Bochus, HaMavarech HaSama Yisrael V'Hashalom. So Rebbe says, Yehi Ratzon Mefanecha, Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avisai, Shetatzileni Hayoyim, the nusach that we say now. This was the nusach of Rebbe Basar Tzlusei after he davened. The nusach that we say after davening, Elokai Netzor L'Sheni Meira, that's the nusach of someone else in that Gemara, that's Ma'abere de Ravina, brought down there on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says there that Ma'abere de Ravina said that nusach, and we say that. There's some other famous tefillahs in that Gemara. What? We say the bracha after Shemoneh Esrei. After Shemoneh Esrei, we say the tefillah Elokai Netzor, that's the one that we choose to say. But the tefillah of Rebbe we want to say also, so we say it after Birchas HaShachar. There is another famous tefillah there that we say by Birchas HaChodesh, the whole nusach that we say by Shabbos when we bench Rosh Chodesh. That's the tefillah that Rav said after his Shemoneh Esrei. And the Taka some nuschois at the end of the tefillah after the whole thing Chaim Shimala Hashem Mashalis Tevein Latoiva. Some siddurim say Bischus Tefillas Rav. Many people don't know what that means. B'schus tefilas rav, and some people, because they don't know what that means, change it to b'schus tefilas rabim, but that's a mistake. It's not to, if every tefilah is b'schus tefilas rabim, it's not the correct nusach. If you add it at all, some say not to say it at all, but if it was b'schus tefilas rav, it means because that tefilah of Shegei HaChodesh Hazeh, the whole thing, he didn't say it about Chodesh, he said it every day, but that nusach, that was tefilas rav. Al Kapanim, there are many different tefillahs there, but the tefillah that we have in front of us now, this Yehiratzin, is a tefillah that Rebbe said every day after Shemoneh Esrei, and we say it after Birchas HaShachar. And the Sidur Hashla, right over here, he points out that the Sidur Hashla Shar HaShemayim that we've quoted a number of times, the Shla says that what's the difference between the two Yehiratzins that we have? After Hamavir Sheina Me'inoi, we say this whole Yehiratzin Mufanecha, the whole Arichos. And now we start Yehiratzin Mufanecha, a separate tefillah, the tefillah of Rebbe. So he says the basic difference is that the first Yehiratzin Mufanecha that we're saying is that we're asking Hashem to remove from us things that shter us in a spiritual way, in a ruchnistic way. We ask Hashem not to give us nisyonis that are too difficult. We ask Hashem to save us from the Yetzer. Things that in ruchnis, in a spiritual way, will shter us, will bother us, and hinder our growth. So that's the basic theme of Yehiratzin Mufanecha that we say after Hamavir Sheina Me'enoi. However, here in Yehiratzin Mufanecha, this Yehiratzin that we say after the Birchas HaShachar, the main theme of that tefillah is that we ask Hashem to take away things that bother us in a gashmiistic way. People who are azeipanim, chutzvedika, people who bother us, baldin koshe, and the like. So that's the basic difference, according to the Shla, between the tefillah of Yehiratzin Mufanecha that we've learned until now, and the tefillah that we're starting tonight, Yehiratzin Mufanecha. So let's see the actual tefillah. What's the nusach? Yehiratzin Mufanecha, it should be the will in front of Hashem. Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avisai. So many times we have that we mention that Hashem is not just our Hashem, but the Hashem of our fathers. As we mentioned a few times before, we want to mention the Zchus Avos. But usually we find that it's mentioned B'Lashon Rabbim. We say Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avisainu. Here the nusach is Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avisai. You do have tefillahs that it says it like this. Sometimes it has it one way, sometimes the other way. Over here, however, this is we're saying the nusach the way Rebbe said the nusach. Rebbe, when he davened, he was davening a personal bakasha, a personal tefillah. The nusach of the Gemara over there in Brachas is that Rebbe said Shetatzi Leinu, you should save us. But the Gemara in Shabbos brings it down. The tefillah of Rebbe, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, brings it down and he says Shetatzi Leini, that you should save me. So it seems that there was a shaila if Rebbe how Rebbe said it, if he said it b'lashon yachid or b'lashon rabim. But either way, the nusach that we say is taka shetatzi leini based on the Gemara and Shabbos. So that's why we say Hashem elikai v'lekei avisai. A person is talking b'lashon yachid the way Rebbe said the tefillah according to that nusach. Al kaponim, that's the introduction to the tefillah that it should be the ratzon in front of Hashem. Hashem elikai v'lekei avisai. Shetatzi leini hayoyim uvuchol yoyim. That you should save me, rescue me. Hayoyim uvuchol yoyim, today and every day. This reminds us of the nusach that we had in the bracha before, when we talk about today and every day, we had in the bracha before, Usneinu hayoyim uvachal yoyim, l'cheinu l'chesed l'rachamim, right? You should give us chein chesed l'rachamim, hayoyim uvachal yoyim. So we mentioned there in passing, I didn't see any of the mafarshim talk about it, but we mentioned, why do we have to say hayoyim uvachal yoyim? We say this tefillah every day. So just say, Hashem should save us today. Why do we have to talk about all the days in the future? So I said, as a machshava, that it could be that we're asking today for the future as well. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Maybe tomorrow a person chas v'shalom will be in a hospital and he won't be able to daven. Maybe whatever reason. So we daven for the future days as well, not just for the day that's in front of us. So I saw today a very interesting thing, that there's a Sefer Baruch Sha'amar, I think we've quoted in the past as well, from the Teret Mimah. The same person wrote the Teret Mimah. So on the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar on Tefillah, on this Tefillah of Yiratzayin, when it says Shetatzileni Hayoyim Uvachal Yoyim, he picks up on it and he says, why do we have to daven Hayoyim Uvachal Yoyim? We're saying this Tefillah every day. So he says that the point of this is because Shema Yikre Chas V'Shalim Oynes, maybe something Chas V'Shalim will happen and you won't be able to daven tomorrow. So we daven today for every day. Mamash, like the Machshava that we said earlier, my only Ha'ara is, like, why did he wait till here to make the Ha'ara? To point out Shetatzileni Hayoyim Uvachal Yoyim. We already had the same question of Sneinu Hayoyim Uvachal Yoyim a little earlier, but the actual Teichen Advarim, he says the same idea that it could be we mentioned today, future days, because we don't know if we're going to have the schuz to be able to daven for it on those future days. It's interesting that he suggests another cute machshava, that it could be when Einich Anami, we daven it every day. But when do we daven? We daven it when we're in shul, when we're davening Shachas. So we daven Shetatzileni Hayoyim, Hashem should save us today. Yes, so what happens before Shachris? On your way to Shachris, that you shouldn't have all these bad things that we're about to talk about. So when do you daven for that? So we say, every day you daven Shetatzileni Hayoyim, not retroactively, from now on, Uvachoyim, and every day, tomorrow and every day before davening. Every day by davening I'm going to say it. But at least, what's going to be for before davening? So you say, Shetatzileni Hayoyim Uvachoyim, that would work, Usneinu Hayoyim Uvachoyim as well. On your way to Shachris, you should be Uchein V'chesed V'rachamim. So that's the two suggestions of the Teret Tamima and the Sefer Baruch Shama. Al Kofanim, Shetatzileni Hayoyim Uvachol Yoyim. So now we start. What should Hashem save us from? So the first thing we mention is Me'azei Fonim U'Me'azuz Fonim, which are two similar things. The word Az Fonim, the definition of Az Fonim is brazenness, which means chutzpah. That's what Az Fonim is. We learned in Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel, Eino the Mei is pun of Bifnei Bal Choyva, right? A person is that doesn't have chutzpah to openly deny something that if someone lent him money, he's not going to be Koyfer HaKol. Eino the Mei is pun of Bifnei Bal Choyva. So that's what Az Panim is. Az Panim is chutzpah. Chutzpah Azus is the brazenness, the chutzpah. And it's always brought down in Chazal as a nusach of Az Panim. Panim means a face. So what's the nusach as panim when a person is a chutzpahdik, a person, his whole body is chutzpah, his mouth is chutzpah. What's that piece that we mentioned as panim, that he's a chutzpahdik face? So the truth is, the Lashon HaMishnah in Pirkei Avos, and talks about different midas, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Hey Mishnah Chav, says, as panim legehenam. As panim, someone who has the mid of as panim, a chutzpahdik person, he's going to end up in Gehenam. Boish as panim leganeden. But Al-Kapanim as Panim Legehenim. On that Mishnah, it's the Bartanura and the Taisis Yontif both point out that the Lashon of Chutzpah is always referred to as Panim, Sha'azus Nikar Bapanim. Because the brazenness that a person has, that Chutzpah, is always very recognizable by his facial expression. A person of Chutzpah, he stands there with a confidence, with an arrogance, and that's usually how Chutzpah goes along, and that's where it's recognizable. More in his Panim, more in his face than in any other place in his body. So that's why Azus is always called Azus Panim, and the Bar Tanura brings that it's based on a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei in which Mishnah? Perek Hey Mishnah Chaf in Pirkei Avos, and they say that it's based on the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chaf Aleph pasuk Chaf Tes, that the pasuk there in Mishlei says Hey Eiz Ish Rasha Befanov, Ish Rasha, a man who's a wicked person, is Hey Eiz, is brazen, is chutzpahdik Befanov in his face, with his face. What does that mean? Hey, is Ish Rasha B'fanav? So it's the same idea you see from the Pasuk in Mishlei, that the brazenness is always attached to a person's face, because that's where it's nikkur. Hakapanim, that's the expression of Azpanim. So what are we davening for when we say here this tefillah? We say that Hashem should save us, Me'azeifanim u'me'azuzpanim. So grammatically, what's the difference between Me'azeifanim u'me'azuzpanim? It sounds a little similar. So the simple pshat is like the Avodram says over here. Azei Panim are people who are brazen people. People with chutzpah. You should save us. Save me every day. May Azei Panim. From people who are Azei Panim, from brazen people. And then we say, May Azus Panim. Azus Panim is the midah of Azus Panim. That means we're asking Hashem to save us. Shaloi o'iz gam ani panim keneged acherim. That I shouldn't acquire the midah of Azus Panim. We're asking Hashem, save us, may Azei Panim, from others who are Azei Panim, and also from Azus Panim. Save us from chutzpah. Save us from becoming people of chutzpah. Especially if a person is exposed to chutzpah, may Azei Panim. So the next thing, he's going to start learning from them and be an Az Panim, an Az Panim Leganim. So we say Hashem should help us, may Azei Panim, from people who are Azei Panim, u may Azus Panim, and from, save us from having the midah of brazenness. And the reason why we're so interested in davening that we shouldn't be Azei Panim, even more than any other midah, it says in the Mishnah and Avos that we just mentioned, Az Panim Leganim. Uboishas panim legan Eden. A person who's an az panim, that's he's starting his mahaloch to get to Gehenna. And why is that? The pshat is simple. If someone has chutzpah and he's not embarrassed in front of anyone, so he's going to steal, he's going to cheat. He's someone who will do kol mini averis because he's not embarrassed about it. Someone, however, who's a boishas panim legan Eden, that means someone who's embarrassed. So if he has busha, he's embarrassed to do an avera if people are watching, or if he's embarrassed in front of Hashem. So the key to Yerushalayim, the key to doing to staying away from doing averas, is if a person has that midah of busha. A person is as panim, so he doesn't care. He's in charge and he doesn't care what people think. And as panim again, the Gemara in the Darim says on Daf Chav, very sadistic Elashim. The Gemara says kol adam hamizbayish, any person who has busha, any person who's a person who's embarrassed. Kol Adam Hamisbayish, Loi Bimheira Hu Chayte. He's not going to sin so quickly. He's not going to do an Avera because he never knows. Watching. The person has Busha. Eventually, if he reaches the Madrega, he'll have Pashat Busha. Even Bechadri Chadarim has Busha from Hashem. So a person who has Busha, Loi Bimheira Hu Chayte. The Braisa says, that's what it says. The Braisa there in the Darim says that that's what it says by Matan Torah. And Aser Sadibris, it says that Hashem said afterwards in Parshas Yisri that we just read, "Pavur tia yirasay al panechem." In order that yirasay, his fear should be al panechem, on your face. What does that mean? The Braisa says zubusha. That means the point is that you should have busha. Levilti secheto, that you shouldn't do an avera. Malami chahabusha mevio lidei yiraschet. Busha is a midah that brings a person lidei yiraschet, which is a svara pshuta, as we're saying now. Busha is one of the three midas that Klal Yisrael is unique with. It says, the Gemara in Yuvama says, and Daf Ayin Tes, that there are three simanim, bu'umazu, with this nation, with Yidden, that they're rachmanim, paishanim, and gomle chasadim. Rachmanim, they have mercy on people. Paishanim, they're people who are embarrassed. For gomle chasadim, they're people who do favors. That's the three midas of a Yid. And paishanim, we learn from this pasuk, bavur tia yirasoy al panechem. The idea is that a person always has to make sure that he's still a baisham, that he's not doing things that he doesn't care what anybody says. He's someone who has a busha to steal and to cheat, to be dishonest. That busha is always on his face and always in his heart. And that's what we're asking here, Siyata Dishmaya. In addition to Hashem saving us, may Azei Panim, from people who are brazen, from people who might do bad to us, because of their chutzpah, we're asking for Siyata Dishmaya, may Azus Panim, that Hashem should save us as well, from acquiring the midah of Azus Panim, which will chas v'shalom lead to our downfall. Adarab, we should always keep the midah of a yid, which is that we're by Shanim, and that will lead us to Yerushalayim. Pavur tia yirosay al panechem. The Gemara is in Adarim Daf Chav that brings down this pasuk. The pasuk is in Parshas Yisroi, in Perachav pasuk Yitzayin, that it says that after Matan Torah, Hashem says, Moshe said, the reason why Hashem appeared to you was in order that you should develop this busha levilti sechatel, in order to make sure that you'll refrain from doing averus. Now the pshat that I told you now is the easy pshat, the simple pshat, in me'azei panim u'me'azus panim. Azei panim are brazen people, and Azus panim is talking about the midah of Azus panim. That's the chayyah, the pshat, the simple pshat in the words. However, we can't go by saying pshat in a tefillah without quoting Rashi, if there's a pirush Rashi on it. Rashi over here says a pshat that's a chiddush, and a person could choose what he wants to have in mind by davening, but it's not up to us to decide what's a better pshat, Rashi or the Avodram. But the pshat that we told you now is the Avodram. Rashi and Brachas on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, on that Gemara of the Tfilas Shel Rebbe, that it says this Nusach, Rashi says that both azeponim and azosponim, we're talking about people doing bad things to you. Azeponim means stam, people who bother you, people who chepper us and they bother us. Azeponim, people who have chutzpah and call us names and things like that, similar to the avodram. But what's azosponim? Azosponim is also people who bother us, but Rashi says a specific type of thing. Azosponim is shelo yitziu alai laaz mamzerus, that people shouldn't say about me laaz mamzerus, that a person is a mamzer, that a person is not a miyuchas. That's Rashi's chiddush, that the Gemara, when it says azosponim means stam, people who bother us, and azosponim are people who are chutzpahdik and they say about someone that he's a mamzer. Now Rashi's pshat has its roots in the Gemara and Shabbos. Gemara we mentioned before, Shabbos Aflam Adam Beis. It seems like that pshat from that Gemara, a whole story that happened to Rebbe, we won't get into it. You can look at it inside in Shabbos Aflam Adam Beis. Abba Lamaisa, the Avodram says, pshat, which is l'chore a little easier to read into the words, azeponim, mayazosponim, and that's the pshat that the Gra learns as well, the Chidushi Agra and Brachas, and after Zayin Adam Beis, sides with the Avodram. So this is the l'chore, the easy pshat, the simple pshat, in understanding mayazeponim, mayazosponim. But again, the Pirush Rashi is that both azeponim and azosponim are referring to people, not the midah of azosponim, but the people bothering us in different ways, either the chutzpah of stam being chutzpahdik to us, or to be moitzi laz mamzerus. That's the two pshatim that we have. Okay. Then after we ask Hashem, shatatzileni hayoyim, you should save us today, uvuchol yom, and every day, may azeponim, may azosponim, we say, may adam ra, umay chaver ra, from a bad person, and from a bad friend. We had this nusach, if you remember, in the previous bracha, v'hachikeinu me adam ra, me chaver ra, Hashem should distance us from a bad person and a bad friend. And there we pointed out that even though these things sound similar, but the Talmud of the Gra, the Siach Yitzchak in the Siddur HaGra, points out that adam ra and chaver ra really mean two different things. Adam ra means a bad person, a person who's not nice. Hashem should save us and distance us from someone who's not nice. Chaver ra, a bad friend, the Siach Yitzchak says, if he's called a friend, he must be a nice person. He's a nice person, that's why he's called a chaver. But chaver, he's a bad influence. He's a friend of yours, but he's not a Yarei Shemayim, and he's someone who could have a bad influence on us. So when we're asking Hashem to save us, may Adam ra, may chaver ra, that means save us from people who are nasty, people who are not nice, it's not good to be in their sviva. And then, may chaver ra, from a person who's very friendly, but adarabba, because of his friendliness, he can mess us up in a ruchniistic way, and turn us away from Yiddishkeit, as we mentioned back then from the Pasuk in Mishlei, v'fechonef yashkes re'ehu, that a person with a smooth tongue can really mess up his friend, even though it's re'ehu, even though it's his friend, he's a chaver, but he's a chaver ros, he's someone who has a bad hashpah. So that's the pshat in the earlier bracha, hachikeinu me'adam ra'u me'chavera, and that's the pshat here again, and this yihirat saying that we're saying, shatatzileinu, Hashem should save us every day, me'adam ra'u me'chavera. I would just add, in light of what we just mentioned from the Shema, that the theme of the first bracha is that Hashem should take away things that shter us in a ruchniistic way, and the theme of this Yehi Ratzon is that Hashem should take away things that shter us in a gashmiistic way. So it seems that in the first bracha, the main thing that we're asking is that Hashem should save us mechavera, a friend who's going to mess us up in a ruchniistic way. Once we mentioned chavera, so we say adam ra also, those two always go together. That a person who's not nice, a person who's nice but is not good for us. But the main thing that we're trying to mention is mechavera, a person who's a bad influence. Mashenkin over here, when we're talking about someone who shters us in a gashmistic way, so may adam ra, may chavera would mean that the main thing is may adam ra, a person who's bad to us, that's what we're asking for, just like similar to the azpanim, who's not going to be nice to us, who's going to mess us up, and azpanim. So the same thing we say adam ra, and atu adam ra, so we mention also over here, chavera. Okay, so we'll stop here.